This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
We're only 7 days out from Tuesday, November 6th, 2018. It's October 30th, 2018, on this Tuesday global transmission. The world is heating up. The world is speeding up. This is going to be an important broadcast as usual, but again, just every day, things get more intense, more insane. Second migrant caravan has stormed into Mexico, attacking police with rocks, Molotov cocktails, you name it, ripping down gates, ripping down fences, waving their Honduran, Guatemalan, and Venezuelan flags, and overrunning the police. Second caravan believed to be armed with bombs and guns. A true invasion force crossed into Mexico on Monday despite a huge police presence. Most wars in the past were caused by things like this. Hundreds, I love how mainstream media says hundreds, AP and others, no, it's thousands and thousands. Hundreds of migrants following the footsteps of the first caravan headed to the U.S. border crossed a river for Guatemala. A low-flying police helicopter hovered overhead as the migrants waded in large groups through the river's murky waters, apparently trying to use the downdraft from its rotors to discourage them. Video. They got buses. Illegal immigrant caravan organizers load up. They load up the illegal immigrants onto the buses for comfy rides. And Trump's sending 5,200 additional troops, regular military, out of Northern Command to augment the besieged Border Patrol and ICE agents and National Guard. Ladies and gentlemen, there are caravans every day slamming into Texas, slamming into Arizona, slamming into Southern California, slamming. Groups of hundreds and hundreds and hundreds at a time, constantly. So much you just got Border Patrol standing there. Two or three guys, and there'll be 1,000 people just running past them. 200 here, 500 there. To get passage by the coyotes, they've got to agree to carry heroin, cocaine, or marijuana on their backs to a designated position. Then they're moved in higher up El Norte, into Dallas, into Chicago, into other areas. And then they've got to distribute, and they've got to run scams, and they've got to be part of the criminal network that the Democratic Party controls, that the different law firms and refugee groups manipulate. They've got the major churches and synagogues of well-meaning people. I've talked about church where my mom went for decades now. It's like Bill and Melinda Gates this, Bill and Melinda Gates that, refugee that. They're not bad people. I mean, she's left that church. They're just under leftist control. The left has taken over the churches in this country. And it's all happening. And then meanwhile, as I keep harping, Fox News and Judicial Watch point out that this is all paid for by U.S. taxpayer money into the U.N., which then goes down to the NGOs, like Soros' group, that gets about half the money on average. That's a fact. Congressional hearings, thousands of pages of documents this year, last year. Judicial Watch goes on TV and says they're criminally organizing people that are violently crossing international borders. They've got children with them. This is illegal and should be criminally investigated. Here are the documents. Lou Dobbs had the show removed. Lou Dobbs is in trouble. Judicial Watch is banned. Judicial Watch is leader for anti-Semitism. For pointing out that George Soros is a criminal. Wow. So political correctness reaches the next level. I don't think George Soros counts as being Jewish, do you? I think when you're a Nazi collaborator, then you fund Nazis that took up, literal Nazi party that took over Ukraine and brag about it. I think you lose your Jewish identity a little bit. I think so. But I don't think you can protect yourself just by saying you're Jewish to commit any crime you want. You know, just ask Bugsy Siegel. All right, we'll be right back on the other side. I'm Alex Jones.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
7 days. 7 days, and I have been on the edge of my seat for months. And we have seen a radical transformation of the left from being authoritarians to being naked authoritarians. And we have seen purges of speech all over the world, coordinated internationally by the UN and NGOs. We have seen borders of Europe trampled, destroyed, smashed. And 15 million military-aged men invading, raping, killing, stealing, all being protected by the criminal socialist governments, trying to entice even bigger hordes to invade. And we're seeing the same thing happen now with the very worst people out of Venezuela that collapsed several years ago. They put up military encampments, fences all around their border with Brazil. The other countries have contained the collapsed Venezuela, which is in total road warrior level hell. The family pets were eaten a few years ago. Cannibalism is now rampant. Thousands die a week of starvation. Even though the country is incredibly rich with minerals, its soil is one of the richest countries in the hemisphere. Until socialism, and now it is a toilet. A nightmare toilet. In fact, most of their sewage plants and power plants have failed, so it is a literal you-know-what hole. And so I watched 2 years ago Soros and the UN and USAID and the normal care foundations and MacArthur Foundation and Ford Foundation all go down there and on the borders of the countries surrounding Venezuela to the west, because it's in northeastern South America, set up the refugee centers on their border and promise the countries that they wouldn't stay there if they gave them passage up the rail lines or on buses that were paid for by U.S. taxpayers to Honduras and Guatemala. And now, hundreds of thousands are spilling across. You just see it on the news when a big group of 5, 10, 15,000 builds up and smashes through a gate and overruns police. You're just seeing that. Some of the photos I've got here in this Daily Mail article are unbelievable. The wading across the river, the smashing the fences, and the 18-wheelers and buses with air conditioning picking them up at the UN staging ground to criminally transport them up through Mexico to California and Arizona. Most of them aren't going to hit in Texas because they know we've got our act together and most of them will get grabbed. But ladies and gentlemen, this is old-fashioned military invasion. The old days, people just started marching and would just take over the next country. The women and children would follow behind the military. They're called camp followers. And it says that they are armed with bombs and guns and Molotov cocktails that they're attacking police with. But that's okay. Because if you call them any names, like criminals or bandits, you're a bad person and you're anti-Semitic. If you point out that George Soros's Open Society Foundation is on the paperwork getting half the money, he gets taxpayer money through the State Department, and then he does this criminal activity, and then Lou Dobbs I keep going back to this because this is everything. Fox News, with its new management, is, you know, they were somewhat anti-Trump about a year and a half ago. And about 2 years ago during the election, but then they lost a bunch of their ratings, so they backed off. But I know for a fact they've been trying to run Sean Hannity out. They're really messing with Tucker Carlson. They are messing with Laura Ingraham. They're keeping him on a very short leash. And then Lou Dobbs, who had twice as many viewers as any of those people ever dreamed of having, till CNN fired him, has the head of Judicial Watch on. Think about this. And he says, the sky is blue, the sun is yellow. And they show the documents that they got through a lawsuit which confirms Soros is funding it with U.S. taxpayer money and that it's illegal. The child smuggling, the going across international borders, attacking police with firebombs. And then we're like, wow, George Soros is really evil. He's not this international currency speculator that overthrows countries and bankrupts nations and was a Nazi collaborator when he was a teenager. I mean, this is all true. No. Now on Fox News, you can't show the official documents. I mean, they don't go look at who runs the MacArthur Foundation. I bet it's a wasp or something. And go, why? Let's look at who runs the MacArthur Foundation. Just look it up. I forget. I haven't looked up in years. Or let's see who has up the Ford Foundation. And then they don't look if there's an Irish person or a Hispanic person and go, oh, look, you're being anti-Irish. You're being anti-Patty. Because you're criticizing someone that's Irish. This is the next level of mental illness where we've got real anti-Semitism on the left who supports the Palestinians, who firebomb and suicide bomb and shoot and kill Israelis almost every day. And it's like, oh, they're little sweeties. Oh, they're so nice. Oh, they're perfect. When they kill Jews, but when some mentally ill, degenerate loner, always the same, goes and does this horrific act, it's Trump's fault and America's fault and Alex Jones's fault. When if you want to look at who really is obsessed with Israel and who really has mainlined giving Jews mythical evil leprechaun status, it's the left. They're the ones. I mean, it's on record. All of it. And so I started thinking about the left this morning when they have this leftist, quote, progressive Jewish group saying Trump shouldn't come to Pittsburgh because he is an enabler of white supremacists and he needs to renounce his support of white nationalism. He never said that. He said nationalism. There's 100 different flavors of nationalism. He just said you have a country. Iran is an Islamic nationalism. America is a free market, open society nationalism. Truly progressive. And I just thought about that. And then you got the rabbi saying, no, he's my president. We'll be honored to have him here. That's what brings unity, is having everybody together with the president, left and right, Christian, Jew, agnostic, Muslim, whatever. But they can't let there be any decency. The left will seize on anything they can to project racism and bigotry onto their opposition when they're the authors of identity politics, which is at its very basis run by the Ford Foundation and social engineers that are bringing in all these different groups and then playing them off against each other. But thank God for InfoWars. Thank God for this crew. Thank God for you, the listeners and viewers. Thank God for David Knight. Speaking of David Knight, here's a promo. Here's a promo for David Knight. We'll be right back.
need to go back and revisit the foundations of our freedom. Our freedoms don't consist of the things that are enumerated on a piece of paper. It consists of the things that we're willing to fight for. The First Amendment, the Bill of Rights, the rest of the Bill of Rights are prohibitions. They're prohibitions against powerful organizations and individuals taking those God-given rights from us as individuals. You better understand that, because they're taking them right now. We have seen what they want to do. They called it UN Agenda 21. Now they call it the UN 2030 Agenda. They want everybody off of the rural lands. They want people out of the suburbs. They want to pack everybody into the cities, because that's where it is easiest for them to control everyone.
Never miss your show any day. Never.
8 a.m.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
We'll be back. Strap yourselves in.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Under Massa, the girl who once had me down. Under Massa, the girl who once pushed me around. It's down to me. The difference in the clothes she wears down to me.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We are 7 days out from the most important election in world history. Getting Trump in was only a beachhead. It was only a landing ground. Now we're in the thick of the fight. This is it. The globalists kind of launched their Operation Barbarossa against the world. And now we've been pushed back, pushed back, pushed back. And now we're just starting to push back against the globalist force, and we're winning, but these are the big battles of the war for national sovereignty and human determination against the globalist plan. Now, there's an incredible video, and I mean incredible, on Infowars.com from Information Liberation. A glimpse of the dystopian future our big tech overlords desire. We first broke 6 years ago the Communist Chinese Social Credit Score. That was in Google and Apple patents, and that was being discussed by the Chinese government. Google supposedly pulled out of planning it with the Chinese because Congress threatened to go after them. Well, that's not the case anymore, as you know. And they have decided to bring the Communist Chinese Social Score here. So let's go ahead and play this short clip on a Chinese bullet train. A glimpse of the dystopian future our big tech overlords desire. Why are we allowing these authoritarians to spy on us and control our data? The Orwellian clip is a visitor to China's, recorded while on a Beijing-Shanghai bullet train, gives a solid picture of the type of future society our big tech overlords want to create in America. In the video, a female voice announces over the intercom in English that people who travel without a ticket or behave disorderly, like smoking in public places, would be punished according to regulations, and the behavior will be recorded in the individual's credit information system. And then it's, don't be a Christian, don't be a pro-American, don't be a conservative, don't be a capitalist. And they can always add to this until you can't even get on a train or get on a plane. In fact, 11 million flights this year have already been canceled in China because people didn't have perfect social scores that big data tracks and integrates with everything else on the ground. It's not clear what the orders and regulations are, we know, but previous government notices have focused on transport-specific offenses like loitering at airport check-in desk and boarding gates. The social credit system is due to roll out in 2020, but various cities have launched pilot programs, and they've issued these blacklists. And they call that integrated system, wait for it, Skynet. Here, let's go ahead and roll this video and audio. Here it is.
Dear passengers, people who travel without tickets or behave disorderly or smoke in public areas will be punished according to regulations, and the behavior will be recorded in individual credit information system. To avoid any negative record of personal credit, please follow the relevant regulations and help with the orders on the train and at the station.
Now, just over the weekend, it was on C-SPAN, it was picked up by major publications that they had a big security conference funded by NATO and the Pentagon, and just like the State Department and USAID is run by globalists, and actually works against the president, works against our borders, It's not the general military that's like this. It's not even NATO that is. On average, people in the military are patriots and get what's going on. But this was a security conference, and they were there with the EU and everybody saying, you've censored here, we're censoring there. You've seen thousands of sites that have been removed. We're going to remove all the nationalists, all the conservatives, everybody in the next year. Now, remember, Matt Drudge got told 2.5 years ago by a Supreme Court justice that is to be unnamed, but let's just say he's black. Anyways, the point is that it's come out in the news that Thomas has made similar statements since then about this, but they basically got told, oh, Hillary's going to be elected, it's an EU-UN takeover, and there's going to be a global social score, and everything you do is going to be tracked. And if you haven't followed all the orders we give you, we're just going to turn you off where you can't even buy or sell. It's not just going to be censoring people on platforms like Facebook and Twitter and Google putting out deceptive results and covering up crimes of the establishment. It's going to be you don't bank. You don't get a job. And when I was talking to people high level in the campaign and in the White House, when I had an opportunity to about a month ago, they made it very clear. They said, Alex, we're on it, and we know about Google, and we know about Facebook, and we know about all the censorship, but we're looking at executive orders to stop them basically going after conservatives and nationalists and Trump voters and people and their banking, your ability to even have a bank or a credit card. The left is trying to develop a plan to start censoring people and then start deplatforming people and then go after your banking. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's here. And the universities are telling people, oh, you followed President Trump on Twitter. You followed Alex Jones. We're not, even though you've got a 3.9 grade point average, we're not letting you into this college. They're actually doing it. And, you know, a lot of folks out there will say, well, I better just roll over to this then. I better kiss butt now. And then I'll be okay. No, no, no. Once they get you to cave into it, it's going to be one-child policy. It's going to be you got to have all the vaccines. It's going to be your children have to be sent for sensitivity training when they're 3 years old, literally with a bunch of perverts teaching them to, you know, to be open and loving so they can sexualize and abuse your children and prepare them for hormone treatment to have their genitals cut off. This is already being done in England and done in San Francisco and done in other globalist enclaves, and it's scientific. So, if you want to see an image of the future, to quote 1984 Winston, it's a boot stomping on a human face forever. We don't want to make beautiful civilization. And, no. We want to tear it apart for raw, ravenous power. We're going to trample and be trampled upon, Winston. We're going to destroy your soul. We're vampires. And on Fox News, everybody smiles like this. And the who does Patrick Bateman aspire to be in life? You know, American Psycho? Christian Bale, powerful performance. He aspires to be a certain Fox News host, Bill Hemmer. And I want to start seeing memes of Bill Hemmer as the real American Psycho. Because you watch that guy. He is the real Patrick Bateman. I'm not saying he's really killing people. I'm just saying he's got it down. And that's what Matt Drudge, I think, is hinting at. Not about him, but about Fox News in general when we come back.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified, high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day. Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind that is here to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com now to find out more. That's GCNLife.com. And start your day off with an open mind.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Well, John Guandalo is a former FBI agent, counterterrorism expert, veteran, and he's been tweeting out that it is the Democrats and leftists that support an ideology of killing Jews in particular, and that's just a fact. And that bizarrely on Twitter and Facebook and everywhere, they let people talk about Jews being blood-sucking demons and rats that need to be killed, and conservatives need to be killed, and Mike Pence needs to be killed, and I need to be killed, and Donald Trump needs to be killed, and Barron needs to be kidnapped and raped, and Melania needs to be kidnapped and raped, and on and on and on, just Congressman Scalise, yay, he got shot. Too bad more aren't dead. Hashtag hunt Republicans. That's on MSNBC. The things I'm quoting happen. So many examples. It gives me a headache when I try to think of all the times prominent Democrats every couple days We don't let them eat outside. We don't let them get gas. We run them out of there. And then major professors that run giant Antifa groups with hundreds of thousands of members on Twitter saying, good, you know, go after Scalise. Go after these people. Kill them. They should have done more running Ted Cruz out of that restaurant. We need to go to their houses. So he puts out a meme of liberals that have killed Jews and says they're the ones that are guilty. In fact, put it back on screen already. They're radio listeners. Thanks. And he's suspended on Twitter. Laura Loomer is too. So this is what they're so upset at. Shooter in Pittsburgh, Robert Bowers, is a product of the Marxist Party of America. Call for violence. Democrats, remember, Nazis were socialists. Leftists, remember, the KKK is a Democrat organization. That's a fact! But because it's so true, everyone that he retweeted or that he linked there, they all got banned too. Laura Loomer, you name it. And so, as fast as they can ahead of the election, they're just going through Twitter, suppressing anyone responding to Democrats, blaming Trump, blaming me, blaming America. They tried to blame Matt Drudge. You know, oh, I bet whoever's mailing the fake pipe bombs likes Matt Drudge and Fox News. Just crazy. And so I was thinking this morning when I saw that he was banned and that Laura Loomer was, and they're both coming on the show in the third hour. You just made me mad because I sat back while I was working out, and I just started trying to think of all the stuff I've seen the left and universities and the Ford Foundation and Soros's Open Society. And it was so many examples. I mean, George Soros wants the state of Israel removed and thinks it doesn't have a right to exist. And then if you criticize him, you're anti-Semitic. Oh, and he's a former Nazi collaborator. Oh, and he's best buddies with the unelected dictator of the EU, Juncker, whose grandfather ran Nazi Germany financially for Hitler. I mean, top Nazi. The biggest arms makers in world history are the Junkers. They're so rich, nobody even knows how much cash they got. They got it all. Oh, and they're royal. Forgot that little part. So that's why Soros kisses his butt. And Soros works for Juncker, basically. So, that's sick. And if you point it out, I mean, I see it all the time, where you'll have some Palestinian that's on a work program in Israel, and he'll stab or shoot a whole family. And the left's like, well, they deserve it. They're occupying. Well, here's the deal. The left can't have it where, oh, my God, this monster went in and killed 11 Jews, which was terrible, and then wring your hands and blame people that aren't involved in it, like myself or Trump, and then your whole party and your whole system's involved in it. But it gets worse than that. And I want to find the clips from 5 years ago, 4 years ago, 3 years ago, when the Justice Department under Eric Holder was funding all this racial strife and taking every police shooting they could and trying to foment a race war, and we later got Soros documents again. Well, Alexander Soros, now basically in command, trying to cause a race war, trying to get blacks to riot with staged Antifa groups and Blue City Police in Democrat areas. And you look at that. I want to pull up those clips. I want to put a piece together in the next few days. This is important. Saying Democrats say they're against violence, but not even focusing on the bike locks or the hot coffee or the firebombing or Republican offices getting shot up every day around the country. I mean, every day new ones get shot up. People just drive by and machine gun the building, not even national news. Shotgun the windows out, firebomb them, spray paint rapist all over it, Nazi all over it. That's all okay to them. But what no one points out was that, do you remember when CNN, MSNBC, when the cops got shot in Dallas and protecting a Black Lives Matter rally, and then the more cops got shot in Louisiana, they would go on and say, well, the police have to deal with this because of what bad officers have been doing, and the public's angry. So most of those cases lie about what cops had done when they hadn't done anything wrong. and the evidence came out to that, fomented it. Cops get killed, and then you say, well, that's what they deserve. And then you turn around like we have no memory. And there it is. Chris Cuomo defends Antifa, attacks on police journalists, not equal. There's all these examples. We should cull all these together and say, remember when they defended killing cops? Remember when they defended the Palestinian Authority? Remember when they defended Hamas? And just show them doing that. Yeah, black cops suing Black Lives Matter for $500 million. I'm from the hood. Ask about me. And you get cops getting killed, like a random cop got shot in the back of the head. We don't even know his name because they never even humanized him. His name was in the news 5 minutes. Let's look up who got shot a few years ago. There's been a bunch of cops shot in the back of the head at pumping gas or changing tires in places like Oakland, California. So many, sometimes like five cops get killed in one day. Barely even news. We don't know who they are. It's like, move on. They deserve it. Yeah, whatever. Who was the cop who got shot in the back of the head in Houston pumping gas? By a racist whack job taught by the media that all cops are bad and go randomly kill them. And the media defends that. Like, well, people are angry. Well, they're, And then they turn around when I've done nothing to foment any of this against the Jewish Center or Donald Trump's done nothing. And they point their finger at us and say, we caused a climate of violence. We're causing all this when they're the ones openly stirring it up. They're the ones openly doing it. By the way, it's a religion to hate Israel by the left, the extreme right wing. They're mental patients. They aspire that no one can be successful unless the Jews did it for you. And I am so sick of that crap. And if you look at where you find most of it, it's in the left. And then you've got the leftist Jewish groups that never talk about that. They falsely then project it onto conservatives and nationalists and Christians. And it's disgusting. Houston police officer ambushed at gas station was shot 15 times. Let's read his name. I forget his name. Let's humanize him. Shannon J. Miles appeared briefly in state district court. That's who killed him. Who's the officer that? Darren Goforth, a 10-year veteran. Pumping gas at 8:20 p.m., shot 15 times in the back. See, we don't know his name, do we? But we know Trayvon Martin. And again, I'm sad what happened to Trayvon Martin. And I think Zimmerman's a little weird. Has had some problems. Probably overreacted. But he wasn't cold-bloodedly shooting somebody 15 times in the back. I don't want anybody to die. Black, white, whoever. The point is the media is fomenting it. They're manipulating it. They're hyping it up. And we come back, coming to the biggest news of the day yet. You'll want to stay with us for this. And I'll look at, was Matt Drudge right to say Fox News should wipe those six smiles off their faces? Stay with us.
This is a caravan, and this is an invasion. If you can't tell the difference, then you are part of the problem.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We are proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse is passionate about redefining you through revolutionary products. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Luminesce Anti-Aging Skincare Line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa, Jeunesse Medical Advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. They're available with up to 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Politically. Knock them, knock them, knock them, knock them dead. Knock them dead, kid. Knock them dead. Listen a little bit of the crew.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
That's right, InfoWars and our audience are the heavyweight global champions of the world. Knocking out the most powerful, corrupt, sinister corporate empires on the planet. Knocking them almost out of the United States. Knocking them out in Brazil. Knocking them out with Brexit. Knocking them out. We are the detonator. We are recognized by the globalists as patient zero in the disease that threatens to destroy their world. One man's disease is another man's cure. I've already fulfilled my destiny. I am an eternal winner. You are all winners. You have had this country come back from the dead. Fights on. But when they demonize us and they lie about us, it's a badge of honor. And it's that spirit Trump has. That's why he's gone through them. He's a leader. It's that spirit people like Matt Drudge have. It's the spirit that people like Brett Kavanaugh had going through that, of standing against the lies and not letting them break you, that they fear. Now I want to finish up with what I was getting into earlier and get into something important here, because it's a point I make to myself, and Drudge made it, and I'm glad he did. And this isn't some running dog thing, my adulation of Matt Drudge. I've looked at all the angles, and I know the enemy already knows this, so I'll say it. We would be effed if we didn't have Matt Drudge. It's just the absolute catalyst, 9 times out of 10 for our wins. And it's people like that that lay the groundwork for somebody like Trump. And it's people like you. And I keep going back to that, that without all of you, we wouldn't be fighting back and having a fighting chance. Without people that are willing to be demonized and lied about and attacked. And again, I'm not up here trying to ring the alarm and say, oh, look how great we are. I'm saying, for me, it's like being out in a rough ocean and a bigger storm's coming and you look and you see the land and you know, oh, I'm glad the land's there. And that's kind of what I see like the president and this audience and people like Matt Drudge is without it, I wouldn't even have survived or been here. We wouldn't have had these victories. And so it becomes like, it's almost like my dad, who's always been there for me and always helped me my whole life. I mean, he made me basically do everything myself, but he's always there for me. I can have the flu at 3 a.m., you know, and I can call him and he'll come and, you know, take care of me. And I'm serious. I was thinking last night, what is the thought of what I think of this audience and people like Matt Drudge, people like President Trump, that without you, it's we really are one thing. And it's like you always expect it to be there. So see, for me, I don't look at somebody like Sean Hannity or Tucker Carlson, who are very talented and have giant audiences, and think, man, someday I want to be on Fox News. Someday I want to make it. Boy, I'm jealous that they're so slick. I go, thank God there are people at some level smarter and harder working than I am who are reaching people. And so I think of them as our community wealth, that they're not traitors, they're not scum, they're not globalists. And so there's not even really a point to what I'm saying other than then I get around some of the other people that you'd see at CNN or MSNBC or Fox, and you can see the shows that are kind of the actor types that are all just handled and told what to say and do versus shows where it's real personalities and real people, where Tucker Carlson's serious, focused, and, you know, is a smart guy. Sean Hannity, smart guy. Mike Levin, you can tell he knows what he's talking about. He's a smart guy. Don't agree with everything that all those guys say, but about 95% of it. And then you see somebody like Bill Hemmer, where I work out in the morning and I turn Fox on and off, you know, the audio, and then I got music in the background. Obviously, during those horrible catheter ads and stuff, I go back to music. And I just watch him, because a lot of times that's when I'm working out in the morning. And you watch him with the audio off. And all of the stage mannerisms and everything, it's like a puppet, like a ventriloquist doll. And just how he fakely acts like he's listening to people, how he has every mannerism dialed down to an exact science. And then you watch the other shows, and it's even worse, because I was working out earlier yesterday, that is today, and I was watching shows in the morning, and it was these women on there, and they were laughing and giggling and trying to look like they were really excited, because you can tell they've been trained to do that by the people that they work with in television, and it's just macabre. They're all like, it's like, oh, the show's back. Everyone's like, I mean, I can't watch The Five, because once you've watched any of those shows with the audio off, it looks crazy. And so I haven't talked to Matt Drudge about this, but I bet he had the audio off, because it's on the Chiron that, you know, these people are all murdered and all this terrible stuff's happening, and then it's going on in the background and they're all laughing and giggling and slapping their knees, and it's obscene. And so some people say, "Whoa, well, they're just having fun. They didn't mean it." Or the Chiron should have been up there. My issue with it is, and let's show Drudge's tweets is what I want to show. Hell, I have them right here. I'll show them to you. Yeah, there it is. The cracking up, the laughing, the snickering, the giggling. It's a product of how fake this is, and these are a bunch of actresses. These are just a bunch of people that wanted to be in Hollywood, and they just read off teleprompters and talking points, and they're told to laugh and giggle and act excited, so people watching think, hey, I'm part of the cool club. And it's all just a facsimile. It's not real. It's like when InfoBabes look at the camera and smile, and like you're a man that they want to have sex with. We've got raw satellite feeds in here. I'll do a whole show just of raw satellite feeds, and it's NBC, ABC, all of them. I can go through the channels, and it's them getting ready and them looking at themselves in the mirror and going, and, oh, yeah, there's one of them right now, and trying to act like they're real serious and real believable. And you just realize it's a joke. So I think that's what Matt Drudge is saying is, this isn't just some production like you're in a movie. Find your soul when you're in the makeup chair. And she's not doing it right now. She's been on there all day on the satellite feed in there, just primping and trying to look like she's real serious and trying to look like she really means what she's saying. And there's just something obscene about it. And they turn on the emotions. They turn them on. They turn them off. Yeah, she's going to start primping here in a minute. I've got just banks of TVs of this crap in here. Yeah, there she is trying to make that. You like test all her fake faces. That's what Matt Drudge is talking about. Okay. We're going to go to break. I should be plugging every segment. I'm mad at myself again. I went to the end of the hour again. If you don't support us, we won't be here. Plus, we got great products you need. And this is the last day. Scouts Honor. I cut new ads last night. New specials tomorrow. And they're good specials. They're limited, you know, to the amount of items. This is everything 50% off. All the supplements 50% off. Storable food, highest quality, 35% off. That's huge. Free shipping store-wide on everything. And a bunch of other specials. Free shipping store-wide, 50% off. InfoWarsStore.com. Again, is the main site. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the supplements. X2, it's the final run of the Deep Earth Crystal Iodine. Incredible high quality. Unable to continue to get that at reasonable prices from where we were getting it. And so that is the last of our best-selling product. At InfoWarsStore.com. And we've got Ultimate Bone Broth Formula. Blows away all the competition. Concentrated. Leading competitors are $50-$60. On sale, it's $19.95. Man, the stuff in this bone broth is incredible for your bones, your cartilage, just your overall health. It's incredible. It's all concentrated in there. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. Everything from the Ultimate Turmeric Formula Bodies to the Mood Formula Happies to so much more is at InfoWarsStore.com, and you fund the tip of the spear in the fight against the globalist. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Hour number two, just a few minutes away. Without you spreading the links and telling folks about local stations, we will be destroyed. You spread the word, we win.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.